with a one man. Man named Scott.
It's going to be way cleaner than you guys think.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
And now, a man who plumps when you cook him, Scott Johnson.
Heal my flesh.
Hi, this is the Hardcore Gamer Grandma, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to Extra Life Radio. That's my rhyme for the holidays. Welcome to Extra Life Radio, everyone. This is Scott Johnson, your host of the festivities. And they're festivities only because this is Christmas week. So Merry Christmas to everyone, or Happy Holidays, or whatever politically correct BS you want to call it. For me, I'm calling it Christmas because that's what we celebrate. So pause the podcast now if you don't like it. Anyway, hey, welcome to the show. We got lots to talk about today, all sorts of things, and we do it, as always, with a few regular folk in the room. And let me start by introducing some of them. We got some Christmas music from someone. From Studio M80, Brian.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. You?
Good. How's your cow in World of Warcraft?
More cowbell.
Moo. He's doing good.
That's good. We're going to talk about that in a bit.
He's kicking your mage's butt.
From commission.
What are you, like 11?
Who, me? Yeah, I suck. 11, I haven't had time 11, to play, right? Dude. Yeah. I've just been 11.
You know what
forever.
Level Len has gotten to now? He's what? Level 26.
He can just kiss my hairy yellow butt. Also from Commission Comic, commissioncomic.com, Obsidian. How are you, buddy?
Who is level nothing?
Yeah, he's level nothing. You can't get this game.
Scott, did I get it right? Is your butt yellow? Did you just say your butt was yellow?
Yes.
It's Big Bird.
I'm unwilling to tell you why.
Oh, you know they make soap.
I'm unwilling to know why.
And from a website that it's entirely impossible for me to repeat because I don't know how to do it, Andrew from the Wang of America. How's it going?
Good. And thanks for my website, since I know the English language.
Yeah.
It's cranialjacksonconverse.blogspot.com.
All right. Perfect. Everyone got those 58
that's way
characters?
Too long.
Yeah, it is a little long. I'm just teasing. It's all good. And with us in studio from no website at all, Mark Larson. Mark, how are you?
Hi.
There's Mark right
I'm
over
worthless.
There.
Mark, you should get a website. You know, it's cool. It's what all the cool kids are doing. It's not a new thing, Mark.
I'm too busy building other people's websites to have time to make my own.
This is true. He's a busy
then
little web
be
guy.
Really rocking like with like rainbow cycling colors and stuff
and
like that.
And animated GIFs of hipsters.
Yeah, of skulls.
Oh, I had a lady that I do work for, well, actually for her boss. She showed me her website. And it totally reminded me of Homer's first website with all the animated GIFs and all the sounds. It was exactly that.
Hey, that's the Mr. X episode. I love that
one. I just about burst out laughing. It was so good.
That one's a classic. You know what the best line in that is? Okay, hold on. Here's my impression of the comic book guy. You ready?
Oh, God. Four hours later.
No, here's what he does. He goes,
Spock.
He goes, no, no, no. He goes, He goes, Mr. X, do I finally cross the final frontier? And then he clicks it, and it comes up, and it says, the mayor built a swimming pool in the basement of the something or other. There's no emoticon for what I'm feeling. I love that line.
Oh,
that's great,
man.
Scott.
Anyway, I drug that way
that's
out
that's
long.
Lovely.
That was a long room.
As Obsidian says, how does that make you feel?
He was expecting more. Well, welcome to the program, everyone. Good to have our many folks that we always have in here, and we have a lot to talk about today. It is Christmas, so we have a few things that
we
want to cover.
It's not Christmas today.
No, this week is. So hopefully we're all getting gifts. Why not?
Well, because you see, basically, life is divided in
Well, you know,
we're listening.
You know
he doesn't have a girl to give him toys. That's what it is.
No, you see, here's the thing. Okay. When you're young, you get presents.
Yeah.
When you're a young adult, you don't get any presents. And when you're old again, you start getting presents again.
Is that how it works?
So, weird social
well, wait
structure.
A minute. Wait a minute. That means that what you're saying then is me, Brian, and Scott, and Mark are old.
Yeah. Old.
Well, I you said it. I mean,
wait a minute. Obsidian, you are the youngest in the room, correct? You're 26?
26.
Yes, I'm 26.
And the rest of us
well,
are in our 30s.
He's a decade younger than we are, Scott.
Geezer P. McGillicuddy over here.
Man.
Well,
I'm only 33.
That's okay.
Hold on a second, guys. I got to change my Depends.
Okay, have fun. Good luck with that.
This one's full.
We got a bunch of we got a whole bunch of listener calls and clips today. Those are kind of the gifts that we get to open this week.
Wow.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
So I suppose you left the bad ones out.
Okay. I'm gonna play these throughout the show instead of all at once because I think that's good times. Before we do anything, we should get this one out of the way, okay? Because this one's downright frightening. Jordy sent us. Well, let me just play it, and you guys see what you guys see what you think. This is a little scary. This is from Jordy.
I'm scared already.
It gets worse.
A Colombian boy on a Saturday night, looking for a flick of the night. In a real-time world, no one sees him at all. They all say he's crazy. Posting comics with a click of a mouse, changing thin lines into thick.
That is awesome!
Okay.
Oh, we need to have him do that with just the background tracks.
That's freaking horrible.
Now you got to put that for download on your site.
Yeah, I may put the whole song available to those who want to hear it. That is
awesome.
I would like to hear that, please.
It's all about Obsidian, by the way, that song.
I mean,
that is funny.
That is not going to let me sleep tonight.
I may put that up on the feed and just say, here's a little extra bonus for everybody.
Well,
but
you know what? We can actually
make that a Christmas gift.
We can actually make that guy a big star. You know, like they did with that guy that lost
Chung.
American Idol?
Yeah, Chung.
Oh, Sammo Hung. What's his name?
No.
William Hung. It's William Hung.
Yeah, William Hung.
William Hung. That's
like,
it. Hung.
I'm living la vida loca. Yeah. That guy.
Dude, I think most of those people are plants. That's just my opinion. But speaking of...
I don't think they have to plant them. I think there are that many wacko people who believe they really can sing.
Yeah, well, that may be true.
I agree.
It just seems like they get so many.
There are.
I'm like, oh, man, is that guy real? Sometimes I wonder, but who knows? I hate the show
anyway.
Well,
you can't tell when you can't sing. It's horrible.
I watched the first two episodes, and then I'm done.
If I was going before those guys and spending 12 hours standing in the line, I would have recorded myself and listened to myself and asked for honest feedback before ever spending that time to do that.
No, you wouldn't.
You just go.
I guess that's why I'm not standing in line, because I already know how well I can sing.
Well, look at it this way, Scott.
What's that?
Maybe we should have an audition on our show.
Remember those guys that go to American Idol without any talent? Each and every time you see a huge fat chick on the street with a tank top and a mini skirt.
Bike shorts.
Yeah.
This is not going good. Go ahead.
I mean, each and every time you see one of those, remember these people that you say it's impossible that they don't know that they don't have any talent.
Yeah.
And ask yourself if that fat chick actually knows that she's fat.
She does. She does.
Everyone is beautiful in their own way.
Yeah.
Now.
And
that's what ugly people say.
Yeah. No offense. No offense to all the fat chicks that listen to the show.
Well, they don't know they are anyway.
Oh. So,
yeah, they're
just said that.
I'm not fat.
Well, no,
Give me another taco.
I'd like to know if this is true. Word on the net is that Mark was about to be American Idol, but they kicked him off because he was going to do some kind of country rendition of Back in Black by AC/DC.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that was your big moment to shine, and you blew it.
That was really
bad.
Okay.
Poor man.
So speaking of superstars and idols, I went to see the Donkey
Kong.
You're
going to start speaking of me again?
No. I went and saw the Donkey Kong movie on Thursday.
Doop, 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 doop.
And that was great. Can I just say it was awesome? Now, I know who's seen it here. Have you seen it, Mark?
I have not seen it. Okay. I heard the graphics just are outstanding.
It's absolutely insanely cool. And Obsidian, you saw it?
It has a bonus level.
Yeah, imagine that. The Colombian actually saw it before you Americans.
I saw it before you, I'll bet. I saw it Thursday. When did you see it?
Well, you don't count.
Oh. Was this a contest?
Yeah, it's a contest.
I saw it on Friday.
So, what did you think? Let's hear a mini review from Obsidian here. What did you think of King Kong?
No
from
spoilers.
Peter Jackson? No spoilers. The monkey doesn't die, as far
what
as we know.
What do you mean, no spoilers?
No spoilers.
Who doesn't know what the movie's about?
Shut it.
Can't tell you that King Kong dies?
What?
No, no, wait.
At the end, he falls down, hits himself on the head, and Mario and Peach live forever together.
I was talking to somebody last week, and we're actually talking about I had already bought my tickets to go see the movie because I like to buy my tickets in advance. And I was telling this person that I was going to go see the movie, and they tell me, well, I saw the trailer. It looks really cool. I'm like, yeah, you know, I love what this guy is doing, you know, what Peter Jackson's doing, and, they've
He's
criticized
awesome.
Him a lot for doing this remake, but I really like the whole idea. The movie needs to be remade.
Yeah.
So this person tells me, like, yeah, but I heard that, he's taking a lot of liberties with the remake. Now, I had personally not heard that, so I asked this person,
liberties?
Yeah, really?
It's not like
what
it's a
you,
classic
what did
book
you hear?
Or something.
I know. Come on.
I'm like, what liberties? What did you hear? And the person answers, well, you know, I heard that he put, like, a bunch of dinosaurs in the movie.
Oh, brother. Yep. It's in the first movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's
in the
first
also,
one, yeah. The dinosaurs
so
are
I'm,
in the
I'm
book.
Like, the dinosaurs, they're in the actual, in the original.
In the claymation version, yeah.
Yeah,
they have these dinosaurs.
The hairy claymation.
Stop motion.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, yeah, you know, and the whole thing in New York, well, he climbs up in the Empire State Building and he falls. Oh, wait, he falls?
Spoiler, yeah.
Did I just
spoilers.
Ruin the movie? Did I just ruin a movie from the 30s for you?
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some people that still think 1976's version was the definitive version.
That
but
was
that,
awesome.
That thing,
I love that version.
I hated that one.
Yeah.
I think it was trash.
Well,
I thought it was horrible.
I
which
it.
One? The one that came out in the 70s?
The
yeah,
one
Jeff,
with the giant...
Jeff Bridges
yeah.
and...
Yeah, what's her name?
That
Jessica
was
Lange.
Crap.
It was crap. It had that
wrong.
Giant animatronic hand the size of a school bus. Stupid.
That was awesome.
What was cool in that movie, though, every time...
Oh, I suppose you could have made a better movie in 76.
Every time King Kong would reach out for the girl, it would sound like Hall of Presidents from Disneyland. You hear that, wee! When it's like the gears would reach out for.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese performance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call that. Chuck E. Cheese.
I was born in 76.
When were you born? What year were you born?
I was born in 79.
I may vomit.
Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, was the greatest year of disco. And, you know...
What does that have to do with your birth? What does that have to do with your birth? Were you, like, pooped out on in the middle of a floor with Staying Alive in the background?
He was born wearing a white leisure suit.
That'd be awesome.
You know,
disco love.
By the way, I do my talk. I do my walk, sorry. You know, I'm a lady.
You're a woman's man. No time to talk.
You're a lyric machine. I'll tell you that. Speaking of, there's no segue. I can't think of a way to segue this. We got one from
nice
someone.
Try, Scott, though.
We got someone from someone named Gone Shootin', and this simply rules. Check this out.
Hello, Extra Life listeners. Hello, Scott. Hello, and everybody else. Gone Shootin' here. I'm on the road at the moment, driving home. Making a MP3 as I drive. So, the season that's in it, I just want to bring some merriment into your lives, and by that, I think I should sing a little song. Oh, Scotty boy, my pipes are bleeding. From McDonald's, Burger King, and too much pie. The fiber's gone, and my colon is weakening. Tis pain, you know that I may cry. Oh, my back bottom. Anywho, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Did he say his back bottom?
Yeah, he said his back bottom. I think that's an Irish
thing.
That was
great.
So
that's awesome.
Gon Shootin' is the only name he left. So I think the guy's name is Gon Shootin'.
So now O and Scott have been serenaded. Do we have one for everybody else?
No.
Yeah,
only,
I know.
Only
if,
the ones that
none
matter
of us
got
have
serenated.
One, I'm going to cry tonight.
Yeah, we'll see.
Whoa,
we'll
I
see what else I got.
Ready to cry.
I may have some other
I can
oh,
sing
that's
you a
funny.
Song. Andrew?
No one.
Is it a good one? Well, I can make it a good one.
Please don't say
it. Is it from Future Sport?
Yeah.
So what's the next Sport? What's the next
we
clip?
Got a full we got a full ear, stupid Whitesnake impression last week, so we don't want any of that today. something else here we got that I wanted to bring up before we get to some other topics, and that is a mention on the Scott Fletcher. What's the stupid name of the show?
Pod
it's
check.
Not stupid. Podcheck. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's a stupid okay. show. Sorry, Scott.
No, I couldn't think of the name. I'm more or less
yeah,
saying
go,
I'm
Scott.
Stupid.
Jeez.
But Scott is a great guy. And actually, I spoke on the phone with him. Good guy. And the reason is he wants to perhaps come and be on the show one of these nights.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
So we may have him on. He is the voice you hear at the
I'm
end of the
worthy.
Podcast. You certainly aren't. Just kidding. Here's what he had to say about us. This is pretty short.
Don't get me wrong, you don't have to actually work in the radio business to be professional. For instance, Scott Johnson gets it. He's a, quote, amateur, whose show sounds just as good as any professional show. In fact, I enjoy Scott's show more than I enjoy listening to my own. Scott Johnson's Extra Life radio show, every Tuesday, they do a panel show with a bunch of guys with whom I can really relate. You know, he connects these people with Skype. And it sounds just great, and it's tight, and it's well orchestrated, and they talk about stuff that's actually interesting.
I could just go and buy a DS for one.
Okay, and then they kind of he plays a bunch of clips from the show, and then gives our web address. But that was totally cool.
That is. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That was great.
Thank
really
you,
cool.
Scott Fletcher, for
you,
that.
You know what's really
Thank
funny?
Thank you, Scott.
Is,
and when you come on the show, we'll all make asses of ourselves,
like we don't already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier on the show,
it'd be totally
I just
different.
Like the fact that we're related.
That we're what? What is he saying?
I think
I have
Obsidian
no idea.
Strung
I have
out
no
on,
response
on,
for that.
Robitussin.
The Colombian. The Colombian. The Colombian.
The Colombian. What the hell? Oh, we were attacked by Colombians.
The Colombian people want Earth. People of Earth, we are Colombians.
So you're saying he's from Colob?
He's from. Yeah, that's exactly right. So
inside joke.
So the Colombian, what did you say? I didn't get it.
Well, he just said that he could that he was related to
relate.
All of us.
Oh, he can.
Gotcha.
Oh,
he
I
can
get
relate.
It.
To
oh
us.
Man, awesome. I'm sure glad I asked that
oh,
question.
Boy.
I'm sure glad I drug that out. All right.
Rim shot.
Funny back then, but you just ruined it.
Okay, now I had another piece from somebody who sent us this clip called "No Longer Suitable for Children." It's very funny. The problem is Obsidian's parts get kind of cut out because his music's too loud. But I still think it's a good effort. So I think it's worth playing. So here it is. Check this out.
There's something that needs to be said.
What?
And it is that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that in the past few weeks it has become clear that Extra Life Radio is no longer suitable for children.
Masturbating.
Pay a man $70 to have his finger shoved up his
the
butt.
Wing of they're high on various drugs.
Ryan gets the first singer in the show.
And it's snowing like a butthole.
No time for romance, Dr. Jones!
I was stoned the whole time.
No time for romance, Dr. Jones!
And it's snowing like a butthole.
Brian gets the first singer on the show.
And I'm high on various drugs.
The
wing of America.
Paying a man $70 to have his finger shoved up his
Masturbating.
Butt.
Masturbating!
I think there's something that needs to be said.
What?
Is that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that in the past few weeks it has become clear that Extra Life Radio is no longer suitable for children.
That's
great.
That was
great.
Awesome.
Isn't that
really
great?
Good.
I thought that was awesome. And I didn't write down the guy's name. I feel like a total turd. Shoot.
Whoever you are, you know who you are.
Was
whoever you
Sebastian?
Are, you did a great job. No, yeah. Sebastian did another mashup. We're going to play that after the show tonight. So listen for that, folks.
Okay.
That's a good time there.
That means I have to download the show again, don't
well,
I?
Well, remember last week we asked some people to do this. And by the way, if you're listening to the show for the first time, we're having kind of a Christmas show here. This isn't like our normal main topic,
oh,
lots
yeah.
of little topics. We're just kind of throwing it out there, farting
I'm
in the wind.
I'm dressed like
work.
An elf.
Yeah, that's your own problem. Anyway,
and,
so that,
wearing
you
the tights.
Know why we're doing a Christmas show?
Why? Oh, you want to know why?
I wasn't asking you. I was asking the public. It's kind of like trying to involve them in the whole thing we're doing.
Ah, I see.
You know why,
let's wait for the answer.
Yeah. Ow, that felt pretty good in my ear. So let's look at let's talk about a couple other things here. I wanted to tell people what, because we talk about gaming sometimes, now and again. Mm-hmm. We're not total freaks, but we talk about it. So, game of the year. You guys want to hear my pick?
Not really.
Video game the year, in my opinion.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes. Yes.
We're ready.
Video game of the year.
We heard that already.
Okay. Oh, geez.
You did already.
Okay, what?
All right, my video game of the year is probably going to have to be, it's a close runner-up here, but I would have to say
just
Mario Kart DS is my favorite game of the year. I've had more fun with that than anything else I played. Uh-huh. Not now, I would have said World of Warcraft, but I can't because the game came out last year.
Yes, that's true.
Gotcha.
I would have to say my choice for game of the year is has to be Fear.
PC, right? PC, Fear for the PC.
Yep.
All right, can
I vote for the best game of 2004?
If you want. It's a little late, but go ahead.
Well, since I don't play any current games.
Oh,
I
that's right, since
really
you're
really
always
cheap.
A year late anyway.
I'm a year late anyway.
So what is it?
Oh, I'm addicted to 2K5 baseball.
Ah.
Absolutely.
Last
year's baseball is the best baseball game I've ever, ever played.
Hey, Obsidian, baseball.
Scott, I'm actually very insulted that you said that we're not total freaks.
Oh, true.
No, you
because,
are.
You know,
I meant collectively we're not. But you individually,
you know,
you're definitely
a
freak.
You know, I'm a very kinky boy.
The kind you don't take home to mother?
The kind you don't take home to mother.
Dude, I love this part of the show. I think you should do this all the time. I love that.
No, I will never
spit out lyrics.
I like
right.
it. I like it. I think it's cool. I didn't hear from you, Brian. What's your game of the year? Your favorite game of the year? You play a few bit torrent games. I mean,
1985, Pac-Man, my favorite game.
Sweet. Well,
World of Warcraft, if it was this year, I guess I could call it. But
live in the now, damn it.
I don't know. I don't know.
So let's say World of Warcraft for you, because you're playing it, and your big torrent cow fell down into
the
pit.
I didn't start until this year.
Yeah, he likes falling down a lot.
Yeah, we definitely
want to.
Let's talk about that
forums,
for a minute.
No.
If you go to the forums, you can even get a picture of Brian's carcass rotting out in the middle of the Barrens.
Yeah, it's a great shot.
I was too lazy to resurrect.
Now let's hear how this went. You guys went into Wailing Caverns, and players of the game will know where that is if you're playing on board.
Yeah, Andrew
side.
Talked me into it. He's level 21 or 22.
22.
Yeah,
I'm like level 12.
And who else was there? You and
Len went with us, one of the other guys.
Golden Ticket.
Guild, Golden Ticket went with us.
Golden Ticket. Okay,
this,
sweet.
So
I love that name.
It was an all guild effort.
Okay, so you guys
go in
there.
I also want to thank Golden Ticket. Go ahead.
No, you.
No.
Damn it.
Oh, me? Yeah, I want to thank Golden Ticket for he sent me a guest pass too, so I could play for another week until I get my official copy on Christmas.
Because you've been hooked.
Merry Christmas to me.
There's no backing out. You're in now.
That's right.
Yeah, there's no going back. So
and
anyway,
also,
Andrew, so you took him in that room and you said, look, everybody, you need to be careful because there's places you're going to fall if you don't watch where you're going.
Yep.
And while I'm trying to read it, I'm looking down at the screen. Oh, what's it say? Oh.
Yep.
So when you fell, when your cow player fell down into the pit, what did you do? Did you just milk yourself and wish you were dead, or what?
Yeah, that's how much that did.
That's so funny, dude.
What
that's
now?
That's such an awesome thing to have happen to a guy who's new to the game.
And what was funny is shortly later, when we got fully into the instance,
thanks, Andrew.
I was like, everyone, watch out for this area. There's holes in the ground. And Brian's like, are you just talking to me? Like, yeah, he got like all offended and stuff.
Admittedly, Wailing Caverns is a very precarious place to be walking around. Anyway, if you haven't been in there. But if you're a 400-pound cow character and you're not paying attention to where you're walking, that is just too funny.
I'm also, ooh, what's that over there?
What's that?
Oh, I like that too.
That's
and if
awesome.
if anyone wants to join the guild, we had a new person just join the guild yesterday. Sky Dove is the character's name.
Cool.
Joined the guild, and they said that they got introduced to the radio show through a friend of theirs.
Oh, nice. Referrals.
So
we like
they joined.
Those.
So if,
word of
if
mouth, everyone.
Yeah,
right,
if
ahead.
Anyone's in the game and wants to join the guild, you can look up Screw Loose. You can look up Scott's character is Grep.
GERP.
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 Yeah.
GERP.
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 GERP. Not Grep. Grep is a Unix command.
who's hardly ever on. There's also Kroch is Keroich. And also, I just recently promoted Len's character so he can pull people into the guild.
Oh, dude, the inmates are running the asylum now.
What about
now
me?
Now you need to give Trippy Cowboy over there some rights to do something.
In fact, what I'll do is when I get log into the game after the show, I'll bump up Brian so he can pull people into the game.
Yes.
There you go. Very, very nice. Oh.
So, right. Yes, if you want to join the monkey house, look for us in the game.
Very, very nice. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear a little word from Rico on our break, who was nice enough to send us a little Christmas message. Cool. So after this message from Rico, we'll be right back to the program and hit all the other hoo-ha that we meant to hit before. Or no, that we still intend to. I don't know what I'm saying. But we'll be right back, so hang in there.
Hey, Extra Lifers. It's Rico from the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast. Just wanted to wish you guys a happy holiday season.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun listening to your podcast, participating on the show occasionally, and doing my own show this year. So, just wanted to wish happy holidays to all you guys, Scott, Andrew, Obsidian, Brian, Mark, whoever else might be hanging out there this week. Happy holidays, guys. Keep up the great work.
Truly the best of times.
Welcome back to the program, everyone. Thanks, Rico, for those fine words. And Merry Christmas, holidays, hoocha, moocha to you, whatever it is you're doing over there. In Detroit, I believe, is where Rico resides with his many toys and replicas. Welcome back to the show. Just want to mention once again, King Kong, great movie. Go see it. It's amazing. Enough about that.
I saw it.
Yep. The Mexican saw it. Welcome back to the program. let's see. Mark, I turned your thing down. There you are.
Yes.
Hey.
I'm back.
Hey.
That did not sound good.
Yes, it did not at all.
Yikes.
Especially with this crowd.
We're immature.
We're totally immature, man.
He said things.
Wait till show 69 rolls around.
Yeah,
I got to pop a pimple.
That was supposed to be a surprise. Just kidding. All right, welcome back to the show. Got a few more things to cover today. Let's just get right to them. I wanted to make mention of something I thought was just a freaking riot. And that was that somebody built a Lego robot that beat the first level of Super Mario Brothers.
What?
Yeah. Now, my question is, first of all, who is the guy with all the extra time? And how can I get that kind of time? But second of all, how did he do it? And I read about this thing, and I'm assuming you just sort of synchronize, patterns.
Wow, you're a genius, Scott.
I don't. Yeah, listen to me, dude.
Yes, okay.
Synchronize patterns.
Try to explain it? Just say magic, and let's move on.
But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. You guys have anything to say about that? Am I the only one that thinks it's interesting?
That's really cool.
Did he beat the whole game or just one level?
He just beat the one level. Now,
Presumably,
you could have it beat the whole game if he programmed it to do so. I think he just programmed it to beat the one level. But I think this is stage one, step one.
Sweet.
Of what Skynet. The robots...
Still, yeah, are there
the robots
still hungry people in Ethiopia?
People.
Skynet. All we're all doomed.
Hungry people. They're going to... This is the first sign when they rise up and take us down.
Yep.
So we need to be careful.
And then shortly after that, they'll attack California, and you got Schwarzenegger running around going, "Get to the chopper!" Like that, and then we're all doomed.
Get to the chopper? I don't remember that part. That way, are you thinking of, is that Ernest Borgnine and
Airwolf?
All right, that's an oldie but a goodie.
The ugliest TV and movie star ever to grace the screen.
Hey, yep. Speaking of screens, Roger Ebert gave his top 10 movies of the year.
And yeah, no,
I've only seen one or two of those things.
Yeah, they're all boring.
He made Kong number 8, which I thought was nice.
I was shocked that Kong was in there.
He loved it, dude. Most
the one thing
did.
I found rather odd about his top 10 movies is number
it's Purple Lips.
No, number yeah. 9 was a commercial.
Out, man.
No, number 9 was a commercial for Dunkin' Donuts, which leads me, I think it's fixed.
I think it's fixed too.
Actually,
that's very biased.
It's Nutri-Slim now.
Yeah, is that what he's doing now?
I don't know what he's doing, but he's
lost
a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And now his lip is more slack.
He finally passed what's his name?
Siskel. That is so wrong.
That's funny.
Dude, he's been gone a long time now.
I always remember the respect I had for Siskel was that he thought Toy Story was the best movie of 1995, and I thought that was cool.
It's been 10 years since that came out.
Yeah, crazy. Can you believe
it? I feel old.
old as dirt.
You are old.
All right, I'm going to tell you my top movies of the year. My favorite thing I've seen all year, King Kong by far. I loved it. I still haven't seen Serenity, so I don't know where to rate that, but I did buy it today, so it's down there waiting for me.
Serenity Now.
Serenity Now. Festivus for the rest of us.
I'm going to say Festivus for the rest of us. Good time to mention it.
As soon as the show's over with, it's going to be kind of a shame because a lot of our fans aren't going to get to see the feats of strength.
That's true. I'm trying to think what other movies I would put in the top 10, so I won't do that. But there were a few this year I kind of liked. I thought Batman Begins was excellent.
Oh,
that was very,
that
very
was a great movie.
As far as geeks go.
I thought it was awesome, but not best movie of the year.
No.
It was pretty good.
What's your favorite movie of the year?
Yeah, Obsidian. What would you say, Obsidian?
I'm actually thinking. $6 Million Man just came out over there.
King Kong from 76.
The 76 King Kong with the giant animatronic Chuck E. Cheese hand. Was that the one?
Are you sure you saw the right one? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, make sure.
They now have talkies down there.
This one when they showed the full ape running around in the 76 one. Oh, it was a guy in a suit.
Yep,
that's horrible.
It was a dude in a suit.
I don't know what else
for Godzilla
they do,
to come out.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Why does that remind me of the guy in The Simpsons who wore the suit? He'd pull a head off and then start smoking.
Which guy?
On The Simpsons, they did. Never mind. Forget about it.
Okay.
I'm dragging the show to a halt. Go.
No, we're buying time for Obsidian, who's now going to tell us his favorite movie of the year.
Oh,
I got to quit doing this to this pen.
Oh, okay. Buying time for Obsidian.
Oh, good. You stopped thinking.
Can't be
That's
future
great.
Sport.
That's just
can't
great.
Be future sport. Oh, you just locked them down. Then.
Brian, your favorite. Shocked him into.
Not without my daughter on Lifetime.
That's every show.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, cool. You like that one the most.
Chronicles of... Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it yet, though.
Haven't seen it.
Wait a minute. How can
Hold
you
on.
Vote on it?
The rule is you have to have seen the show. Apparently you haven't seen it.
Over the
Gosh!
Yeah. All right. Well...
My favorite was Batman Begins. I mean, that really blew me away. That was really my favorite movie so far.
Have you seen King Kong?
I have not seen it yet, so I'm hoping it'll be better.
Well, then shut the H up.
Scott, are you getting paid to promote King Kong?
I love King Kong.
Peter Jackson in your back pocket?
I'm really holding out because next year I heard that Jackson was going to direct the movie version of Dig Dug.
Yeah.
And it was going to star Burt Reynolds.
How's that opening music go to Dig Dug? Can we think of that real quick?
No.
Mm. Okay, don't. So Obsidian from Columbia.
You're still waiting for me to say the best movie.
Yeah, we want to hear your opinion, dude. People wait on your every word and whim.
Well, okay.
Wow, even better than I'd hoped.
Can I just say King Kong and get it over?
Yes.
Yeah, King Kong.
King Do Kong it. It is. All right, King Kong gets 2 votes. Screw the rest of you. Okay, let's see.
Batman Begins.
Hey,
don't.
Speaking
don't
of apes, hold on. Speaking of apes, oh yeah, you did say Batman Begins. I'm sorry.
There's no apes in Batman.
No. Speaking of apes from King Kong, I heard somebody in the forums posted something about half ape, half man super soldiers that Russia was going to make.
Yep,
that was on Dig.
Can you tell me what the crap is
going
on?
How
there?
How do you make those?
Do you know.
Put a a man in a
cage
with a monkey.
Yeah.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
You damn dirty ape.
What you do is you need a...
I've got to somehow... Oh, sorry.
You gotta get
Chuck
a gorilla
girl.
A gorilla girl.
Gorilla girl.
And a drunk dude.
It's gotta be a gorilla girl, other way it won't work.
Yeah, and you gotta get him really drunk.
If it's
you gotta
not,
get the gorilla drunk too.
If it's not a gorilla girl, it'll just get Mark all hot.
Yeah, there you go. I knew it was coming. Well, there's
it's
our first
been,
Mark gay
over,
joke of the
it's
day.
It's been over 30 minutes. That took a long time.
Well, it is Christmas, Mark.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Yeah. Some slack.
Merry Christmas.
It is the season for giving. It's the joke just cheaps on giving. Cheaps on. Anyway.
Cheaps on. What? Speaking
cheaps
English.
On.
English.
Cheaps on. That was the name of the guy in Star Trek 4.
English what? Language.
Yeah, I know.
I know speak a good English.
El no habla inglés.
All right, so I just wanted to mention that because I thought it was insane. Half man, half ape soldiers. That's just about the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Russia, man. What did you expect?
Yeah, it was Stalin. He's nuts. Not Stalin.
It was Stalin.
Who was the guy with the big mustache?
Stalin.
Was that Stalin?
Michael J. Fox?
Stalin, yeah. No, Stalin is the old guy.
Michael J. Fox?
No, the old guy. The,
is Michael
not
J.
The
Fox
guy.
Or new Dean Cain?
No, that's Khrushchev.
No,
Khrushchev
no,
was
Dean
the
not Khrushchev. Not Khrushchev.
Stalin was the big bushy mustached, mustachioed World War II.
Are you
How
sure?
Do you know that?
Yes.
You big communist?
Yeah,
you
yes, sure? Army?
Hold on.
I'm going to write a letter.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Bush wants to hear
he
about this.
He had a mustache.
Yes.
You sure that's Stalin?
I guarantee you.
Who is the one that's laying in state for like.
Lenin.
Lenin. Ah. John Lennon.
Is he among what does John Lennon have to do with
Imagine
Russia?
All the people.
No. Wait. Come on, guys. The guy with the mustache was Stalin,
okay?
Just quit.
All right,
you guys
all right.
are embarrassing.
All right, but John Lennon's still in an open casket in Russia.
The communist Colombian would know all about it.
That's so. Right. The fifth Beatle. Let's see. Okay, let's quit talking about apes. Let's talk about our giveaway. You ready for a big contest?
Yes.
We are giving away... Before we give it away, let's review it. This comes from youbynow.com.
Before he gives it away, I just want to say that I hate the bastard that wins this because...
You really want this thing, don't you? Seriously.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Okay, we're good.
Oh, never mind. You broke it.
No, yeah,
now yeah. I can have
the
it.
The 8-inch figure is now 4 inches. hope that's okay. But anyway, we have in our hands from youbynow.com Final Fantasy VII Advent Children Play Arts Action Figure. This is Vincent Valentine, Volume 2.
Not that sounds so wrong.
Yeah.
So we're doing a drawing for this one, right?
Yes, we're doing a drawing for this one. Obsidian has our tough trivia question of the week here in a moment, but before
it's
we do that...
Tough. It's actually pretty easy.
If you've lived your entire life playing Final Fantasy, that
Then it's easy, but it ain't so
My
easy.
Actually, it's from the movie.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Cloak and cape are not... Let's see. Cloak and cape are made out of soft vinyl material.
Ooh.
It comes with a display stand.
Sexy.
Highly posable.
Sexy.
Says highly posable.
Is it soft, Scott?
Highly posable and able to assume almost any. Okay, I'll stop.
Nothing
right
says quality.
Any position?
Oh, man,
that is so funny.
It actually says that. I'm not making
I love
that up.
Myself.
I'm not making that up.
I want you to love me.
Ooh, it even comes with a UPC symbol right on the back.
I want you above me.
No, I'm just teasing.
Really,
this
it
thing,
has a UPC symbol, Scott. Oh, no way.
Now, I'm not going to open this because I want it to be collectible for somebody. It comes with a gun. Dude, who is mumbling in the background?
Obsidian is doing subliminal. He's like, I want you to buy me.
Let's oh, I see.
Obsidian has lost
his
mind.
I don't want anybody else.
None of us in this room are eligible for this gift.
I touch myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Another song. This guy comes with, he's totally detailed out, kind of painted, really cool. It has the cape I mentioned. He's got this gun thing.
What's the character's name again?
His name is Vincent Valentine. He's kind of vampire-y. I'm not a huge Final Fantasy guy, so I couldn't say exactly. But
and you can go to YouBuyNow and look at that, too.
Yeah, go to YouBuyNow and check out, just search for Advent Children. You'll find all of the action figures that they're releasing for the film. And this is really, really nice stuff. Again, I'd love to get in there and just kind of check it out more, but I don't want to break the box. I don't want to break the seal. So we're going to give this thing away to one happy listener. Now, I got to make a quick rule here.
He is a cool character.
If an international person wins this, someone outside the U.S., you will be required to pay half of the shipping because I cannot afford a box this big on the weenie salary I make, which is zero
cheap
on this show. Blah, blah, blah. You just PayPal me whatever half is, and then off it goes. If you're in the U.S., no big deal. We'll cover that. Okay. Caution. Product contains functional sharp edges and points. Exercise care during unpackaging and assembly.
Oh, God.
How do you exercise care? I mean, you have
I know
to
it.
Train for that.
And then
oh,
one
I can't
last
wait to open this.
One last time before we give it away or before we do the question, I just want to say youbynow.com is an awesome place to go visit. They have this and much more over there. Totally cool stuff. When you buy something over there for Christmas or otherwise, make sure you use Extra Life as your key code and you will get 10% off your purchase. Okay, Obsidian, what is the question?
Okay, now, from the Final Fantasy VII movie, there are three characters with gray hair that basically create chaos and mayhem throughout the whole movie and are very, very ambiguous. Now, the three characters' names are... This is where you actually answer. And also name their weapons.
Okay, so the name of those three characters and the three and each of their weapons, we need the names of those. We're looking for six names total, right?
Wow.
He can count. Yeah. He can't spell, he can't read,
that's
he can't
hard.
Count.
You, I don't think Obsidian wants anybody to win.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That's a tough question. But here's how we're going to do this one. You guys
if
need to...
If you don't answer this by 11 p.m. today... I get it.
Here's how you win. Instead of sending me voicemail, this time we're going to do emails, and I want you guys to send me an email to myextralife@gmail.com, and in the subject, I want you to put the word contest. C-O-N... T-E-S-T, for those who don't know how that word's spelled.
He actually wants it to say Cialis.
I bet he was practicing for an hour before the show.
What if you can't spell contest?
Then spell Cialis, like Mark suggests.
And also, if you don't win this time, definitely check out You Buy Now, because they have some amazing stuff.
Totally, dude. I'm
browsing on there right now.
I'm not just saying it because they're sending us this
stuff.
Yeah, it's cool that they're sending this stuff, and we have this chance to do these cool giveaways and stuff. But truly, it is a geek's paradise over there. Some of those products are just awesome. So go check them out. YouBuyNow.com. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, enough of that. That was your question. Get it in. Call it in. Okay, now what? Oh.
What was that?
We are going to do the crappy movie of the week now.
Woo!
Okay.
What is it?
Crappy movie of the week is
King Kong.
Now wait, it's Christmas, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think
All
it
right.
is?
I'm with you.
Santa Halloween versus show? The Martians?
Nope.
I'm with you.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh yeah.
This came out in 1984. Movie. Let's read a little about it. The film was called Silent Night, Deadly Night, and here's the taglines. You've made it through Halloween, now try and survive Christmas because Santa's here. He knows when you've been naughty. It's shocking. It's disturbing. The movie they tried to ban. If A Nightmare on Elm Street gave you sleepless nights, or if Halloween made you jump at every shadow, or if every Friday the 13th was more frightening than the others, then beware, it says. We got no plot in that.
It says.
We got no plot. But let's listen to some clips, shall we? Who's seen this? Brian?
I have.
Of course.
Yeah.
Logically.
A long time ago.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
No, you see all this good stuff.
Nothing, Brian. I don't mean that in a wrong way.
I wouldn't really rate it as good, but...
Well, we're going to rate it as something here in a second. Let's listen to clip number one from Silent Night, Deadly Night.
You see Santa Claus tonight? You better run, boy. You better run for your life.
Okay.
Was that Grandpa from The Simpsons?
I don't know who that was, but it sounded scary. I'm a little frightened. Okay, here's another one. This is from the same film, of course. I'm not going to throw in an extra one.
No, he's like, here's a clip from King Kong. You know.
Okay, here's this one.
What they were doing was something very, very naughty. They thought they could do it without being caught. But when we do something naughty, we are always caught. And then we are punished.
And then we are punished.
You know that she's thinking in her mind, here's my Oscar.
And your wee-wee falls off.
Yeah, this is her, this
she's
is
like
her big,
splashing
her big
water
moment.
On her face.
Yeah, her big moment to shine. This is where you make the big money, lady. Third clip and final clip in our fine, crappy movie of the week, Silent Night, Deadly Night. Here is, I don't remember what, something about bringing in Santa. Here it is.
Can you believe this? It's Christmas Eve, and we got orders to bring in Santa Claus.
That had to be like the nephew's director or something.
Yeah,
I know.
Those were
nephew or something.
The director's nephew would be more. Yeah, they.
It's like, hey, Steve, you want to be in a movie?
Okay, Dad. They were cops apparently, and they had to work on Christmas Eve.
Cops. Yeah.
That movie's so
tonight
bad.
On Fox.
That movie's so bad. I'm just kind of left going.
There's not much
to
say.
Something, Scott?
No, I'm just saying it makes me want to just quit. That's how bad it sucked.
Scott,
it was horrible. Horrible, horrible. But go see it. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
It sucks. Go see it.
Here's who's in it. You want to know who's in it? This is what I would like to do because no way these people are working today. Directed by Charles E. Sellier, Jr. So the senior must be proud.
Yeah.
Oh,
good thing you
differentiated.
That's
my daddy.
I'm sure both of them have their Screen Actors Guild cards.
Yeah.
Revoked.
Yeah, after that movie, yes.
Oh, you know what? Here's the actual plot outline. This is horrible. After his parents are murdered... Ow, I hit the mic. After his parents are murdered, a young, tormented teenager goes on a murderous rampage dressed as Santa due to his stay at an orphanage where he was physically abused by Mother Superior.
Oh, great. We have a killer Santa and...
And a kid beating Mother Superior.
Yeah, total nun raping kids. Great.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And also,
no, it didn't rape him. It said physically beat him. Physically beat him.
Sorry. I apologize.
If you like that.
When you say physically abusive, I immediately imagine that she raped
him. Yeah, yeah, way to jump at that one. That was awesome.
If you like that movie, you can also go out and rent Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Yeah.
Then there's Silent Night, Deadly Night 3. Better watch out. Yeah. And then there's Silent Night, Deadly Night 4, The Initiation. And then there's Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker.
There's five of them. That's horrible.
And then I think after the fifth one, that's when the earth cracked open and destroyed all of them.
Well, Billy Chapman, the character in the game, or in the game, in this stupid show, is played by a guy named Robert Brian Wilson. Now, what do you suspect he's been doing with his career?
Working at Lowe's.
He was born in 1968, which puts him a year older than me. The last
he's
thing
doing
he
a podcast.
The last thing
he's
he did.
Of the barrel there, buddy.
The last thing
you, Scott.
The last thing
Scott,
he did.
You?
The last thing he
Are
did. The last thing he did.
Is she a monkey?
Was he appeared in an episode in 1992 of Jake and the Fat Man?
Everybody's favorite sitcom.
He was neither Jake nor Fat Man. I don't know
who
he played.
I think the Fat Man ate him.
He played.
He was henchman.
It doesn't even tell him.
He was henchman number 5. He gets blown up behind the car.
Yes, and right before that, in 1989, he was on an episode of Knott's Landing playing the driver. So things have done really well for him. He was also billed as the guide on Perfect Strangers. And he did get top billing as an actual named character in Dynasty called Tony. So anyway, there you go, Brian Wilson, whatever you are. Don't even have a picture up here, you big loser.
Here's a quote from the movie that I think is rather funny. Grandpa, I guess, is talking to the little boy, and he goes, "You're scared, ain't ya? You should be. Christmas Eve is the scariest damn night of the year."
Nice.
Well, I agree to that. I agree to that because, you know, Christmas is pretty creepy.
Now, do you agree to that, or do you agree with that? Hello?
You've confused even me now, Scott.
And we're out. All right.
I'll have to say...
Yet.
Can I say screw you, Scott?
You may.
You may, but I...
Thank you.
But you may, but you cannot. How's that go in that movie? You can, but you may not. You guys won't even know that show. Okay, anyways.
You know what the greatest part of all this discussion is?
Mm.
I used to be an English teacher.
You really did? You,
but to Colombians, yes. Though.
Oh, to Colombians.
Yeah.
That's no English teacher. I mean, oh, come on.
it's
please
it's like
tell me
them.
How to get to the store. My pants are burning.
I need the bathroom.
How do I reload my AK-47?
Teaching the jungle light.
I would like to apologize to Obsidian and the rest of Colombia on the part of all Americans.
Oh, I wanted to ask a quick Colombia question. That reminds me. Isn't in Colombia, yes. Man, we're random tonight. It's Christmas. Come on, give us a break. In Colombia, isn't it a traditional Christmas dish to have tamales for Christmas?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
NPR let me down again. I heard something on some NPR thing that said tamales are the thing to have on Christmas.
Huh.
Well.
They were being
that's
racist.
What them liberal media think.
Do you eat tamales?
No. Hot tamales, yeah.
Tamales, but remember, no, I'm a vegetarian.
Well, that's what I was wondering about. You actually said you're vegetarian.
Well, before in my life, when I was not a vegetarian, I have eaten tamales.
Huh.
Tamales.
But do others eat tamales?
Yes.
As a tradition, but not you.
Not as a Christmas tradition.
I mean, okay, but not you, but others.
Start eating any time of the year that you want.
I had a friend in high school who actually put an entire hot tamale
you
to candy
in
his left nostril.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yep, and on that note, let's move on. We got an email from Trevor Toon.
Can you say that I say random things?
I'm pretty random today. Trevor Toon Ostrowski. Ostrowski. I think I got it. He wanted to say, I don't know why he did this. Look at this. He says, just sending you an email to wish you and Andrew a happy holidays. Keep up the excellent work.
What about the rest
thanks.
Of us?
Andrew.
So, thanks. Brian, thank
Brian,
you.
Brian, so
thank
Brian
you.
Me, and the other guy can't have
who?
Happy
holidays. And the other guy.
someone wrote a song about you, man.
That's
come
awesome.
On.
That's
yeah, but
awesome.
That means that we can't have
the other guy.
The other guy,
John P. John P. Ribbon.
I'm glad I'm so memorable to this show.
Yes, John P. Ribbon wants to know what is that free MMORPG that O has been playing?
Conquer Online.
Conquer Online. Thank you. I couldn't remember. So there you go, John P. Ribbon. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
And lastly, on the email front.
But not leastly.
Not leastly. Now I've lost it. We got another Christmas
thing. You know,
leastly
is a triple word score if you play it right in Scrabble.
Hoopah.
I'm proud to say I've never played Scrabble.
Yeah, good times. I've lost the email. I apologize.
We really are grinding.
So instead, no. Instead of reading that one, I'll read this one from Craig Sanderland.
How's your colon, Scott?
Colon is semi today. I got a semi colon.
Out of a small
he has a semicolon.
I'm still having issues.
That's good stuff.
In fact, I have a
English
heating,
humor.
I have a, I have a heating pad on me right now. It's kind of nice.
Does it,
warm.
Feel nice, Wait for Scott? It. Does it feel
so? Craig, I can't talk. Craig Sanderlinden.
Are you feeling hot, Scott?
It says this. The standard form. This is for Trek fans. I don't know why I'm reading this other than because I lost the Christmas one. I thought I'd pull up this other one. The standard formula for Star Trek movies is this. Even-numbered good, odd-numbered bad. So the next Trek film will have to break the even-odd curse already established, right? So,
yes.
Star Trek 1, Voyager ripoff, long and boring. I don't understand that. It came out way before Voyager, so I don't get it.
Maybe the guy who,
is there a point to this?
Yes. Maybe the guy who wrote that email is from the future.
Yeah, it could have been.
Can you still find the Christmas one?
Star Trek 2.
I must have missed the point.
That was, what was that called? Star Trek 2.5. A very special.
That's interesting theory,
Christmas.
Though.
Yeah. Very special Star Wars Star Trek,
Star Trek Christmas.
Christmas.
So, what do you want for Christmas, Scott? Huh?
They decorate their triple layered chest with I don't know what. So, Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, best Star Trek movie ever.
Khan.
Star Trek III.
You know, there's another podcast that already covers Star Trek. So, answer the damn question.
What was the question? I missed it.
Will the next one break the curse and be good?
No, he didn't ask that. What'd you ask?
Who are you asking?
What'd you ask?
I'm asking Scott, what do you want for Christmas? Not from me, like from people that actually care.
Dude, that was how we were going to end the podcast. Oh, we're almost done anyway, so let's do it now. Okay, here's what I want for Christmas. Ready?
Your two front teeth?
I want the entire original Star Trek series on DVD.
Awesome.
I want the Animal Crossing for my DS.
Sweet.
Start calling me gay, I guess, because I love that
game. Yeah, I know, because I don't get that game.
Fun. I want...
So is Eating Glass. But...
I want this new kind of Technobot something kind of game for the PSP. Can't remember the name of it. But I really want it. That's how bad I want it. I don't remember the name. And I want a new iPod video, 60 gig. That's my list.
Wait a minute, Scott. You told me
what happened to Peace on Earth.
You told me the other day, Scott.
Screw Peace on Earth and Good War Tour, man. I want a 60 gig video iPod.
You told me
there will be peace on Earth.
That
when I get my 60 gig iPod,
you wanted me to find you a copy of the made for TV movie that's called A Christmas Wedding, where the main character of Tucker is played by Dean Cain.
I wondered when we were going to get it in today. We almost blew it. Yep, yeah. we almost missed it. And if that would have happened,
we can't miss the cane.
Heaven help us all. Also, at the end of the podcast, Sebastian gives us a review of Future Sport. We promised us last week.
Good, Sebastian.
So, yeah, it's good. It's wrong right after his
get
mashup.
Lumps of coal for Christmas.
That's right. No more coal for you. Star Trek 4. Oh, we're done reading that. Sorry. Let's go around real quick and talk about what we want for Christmas. Mark, what are you looking forward to?
Somebody else to buy World of Warcraft for me.
Rockin'. Brian,
sweet.
You, what do you want?
What I want? I know what I want. I'm getting XM Radio.
Sweet.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
You should be getting Sirius.
I love XM Radio. Sirius sucks.
Sirius is
Howard Stern. Who
Sirius
gives a crap?
Sirius is killing XM right now.
Actually, they're both pretty good, and that's wrong. Sirius is not killing XM.
Actually, both of
them is not killing Sirius.
Both of them are losing money, which is too bad.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So,
we'll see.
But
I don't know what the crap you guys are talking about.
We're talking foreign language.
We're talking about satellites. But, they're these big machines that
radio.
Float in space.
You want a satellite for Christmas? Isn't that a bit?
It's a satellite radio with laser beams
on their frickin' heads.
Andrew, what do you want for Christmas?
I am. Basically, the main thing I asked for is an iRiver MP3 player.
Did you notice how short everybody else's list was, but Scott had like this long ass list?
Yeah. Well, you know Scott's greedy.
I got my hand on the pause button.
I want Scott that. Only thinks about himself. If I get that iRiver with the recording built into it, then I can record like wacky crap and send it to Scott.
That's awesome.
Well,
please.
You know, Scott did say screw good, screw peace on earth.
Yeah.
No, I said so good peas on earth.
Yeah, he did.
I did? Oh, I did say screw peace on earth.
Yeah, you said a screw peace on earth.
Well, I'm just saying if they have peace on earth, great, but I still want my iPod. Who did I miss? Andrew got his. Oh, I didn't miss anyone. Well, I hope everybody out there in listening land gets what they want for Christmas. As for us and Extra Life Radio, let me just take a moment and say how glad we are.
Yeah, because Obsidian isn't getting asked what he wants for Christmas, right?
Yeah, that's right. You missed Obsidian.
Oh, that's who I missed. I knew I missed somebody.
Oh, crap. That's who I missed.
Sorry.
You also missed the other guy.
I didn't think
you
celebrated Christmas.
Yeah, I missed the other guy that sits in the corner and doesn't talk.
Yeah, you missed
okay,
the
wait.
Other
so,
guy.
Obsidian, what
Any
do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
I already
said
what I wanted for
Mark
Christmas.
Mark already said what he wanted.
Oh, he called Mark. Oh, he's calling Mark the other guy.
That's what the other person. The
you
other
just
person.
That was calling Mark the other guy.
Let's not talk in the third person.
You know that one guy with a the thing there?
Bob Dole says we ought to win this country over. Bob Dole thinks.
If you think of a better way to exchange protein strands.
So wait a minute, Scott. All this time I was saying the other guy, you didn't know who I was talking about?
Now I'm lost.
Bob Dole doesn't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, Bob Dole doesn't need this.
Bob Dole says we should sanction the Colombians, those bastards. One of my hands is shriveled up. I got a shriveled up hand.
Leftwards and always twirling. Twirling.
Mark keeps bringing up a Simpsons episode that was one of my favorites, if anyone's wondering. That's a great one. Great Halloween.
You guys are so cute.
Anyway, so Obsidian, back to you. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, I guess I'll take Peace on Earth since you don't want it.
Yeah, screw it. So you want Peace on Earth. What else?
We knew he was getting that anyway, so we didn't care.
What do you get a vegetarian for Christmas?
Carrots.
A head of lettuce.
Just a head of lettuce. It's like a head
who do
of romaine.
You food for Christmas anyway.
Yeah, I know. What kind of. Oh, we're like, oh, thanks from Scott. He got me a rack of lamb.
That actually sounds kind of good. All right. Well, I'm going to be recording, just to give people a heads up, be recording live from what we call our Shepherd's Dinner here at the house. It's an annual thing we do on Thursday with neighbors. And I walk around
that's
and get
cool.
People.
You don't do it with shepherds?
Shepherd's Dinner. Yeah. We have like cheese.
What's it called?
And
they eat
nuts.
A shepherd.
And weird food that you couldn't eat, like you'd eat if you were a shepherd out, like in your tent.
What, like squirrels?
Hold on, I dropped some.
Shepherds, are shepherds well known for eating squirrels?
Yes, it was a mainstay of their diet, don't you know?
they have it in the squirrel section, shepherd's pride.
Mm,
oh, it's like, shepherd's look pie. Over there, it's a squirrel.
Yeah, good times. But I'll be recording that, talking to people. I don't know what they're going to say, but it should be interesting for a little mini-cast. And in that mini-cast, for Christmas, we'll probably get the winner here from Obsidian's question for this awesome new prize. So that's it. We're done.
Well, and by the way, I'd like a refrigerator for Christmas.
Whatever.
Okay. Wait,
they have electricity down there?
Why can't you just use like a it's cardboard
it,
box
so I
with ice
wanna,
in it?
You know, I
what are you going to put in it? You vegetarian?
Yeah, what are you going to keep in there?
Oh, maybe he likes cold lettuce.
Yeah, bouillon cubes you can suck on or something.
You like, wait a minute. I have to ask Andrew. You say cold lettuce as opposed to you like warm lettuce?
Warm lettuce.
That's the way God intended it. Yeah. That comes out of the ground.
Oh, nothing's better than warm, dirty lettuce.
That's right. And on that note, we'll carry it on out of here. This has been Extra Life Radio. I have been Scott Johnson. That was Mark. That was Andrew. That was Brian. And that was Obsidian. And we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. If you'd like to be part of the next program, send us emails, myextralife@gmail.com, or call us on the crap phone, crap line phone, which is 206-203. Crap, and that's always good time. So send us messages, and we'll have a little fun for next. I guess the next show will be the New Year's show. I think we're doing one. Yeah, anyway, we'll figure it out in the meantime. In the meantime, have a great Christmas, everyone, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, or what's the rest?
Ramadan.
Or flatulent, hemorrhaging spleenness. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'll know what I'm talking about next week. So have a great one. We'll see you guys next time.
Woohoo! Extra Life Radio!
Andrew, who lives on the wing of America,
Did you even make it through the fifth grade?
They're as bald as it gets.
And random movie notes from Obsidian tonight.
He has Tourette's tonight.
He has Tourette's.
That's my Tourette's.
Bob Saget.
Hey, what? Did I say something? What?
He's messing with the sport, the future.
Basically, all you get was crappy fighting and boobs.
As opposed to the modern day action movies, which are so different from that.
Yeah, just crappy fighting. We don't have as many boobs.
Here I go again on my own.
Oh,
going down the only road I've ever
known. Oh, God.
Like
please.
A drifter, I was born to walk alone.
Duran Duran. Hotcakes. Pink. Dirty jalopy. Monkey cheese.
Mr. Johnson, we need to do rectal.
So we put that in there. It's totally retarded to do that. I've realized it from the beginning. It always felt funny to me.
So, is that very uncomfortable? Do you have discomfort?
Wow, you are a real man. My groin hurts like a mother.
It has over 20 points of articulation, so this is like a really nice detailed one. It's big.
And everybody in the theater just burst out laughing.
Tomorrow, or I guess tonight at midnight, the worldwide premiere of Peter Jackson's Donkey Kong. 3 hours of Donkey Kong.
The movie looks really good.
Yeah, the movie does look awesome. All kidding aside, Donkey Kong looks great. King Kong. I wrote it down as Donkey Kong. I have the power.
This isn't 12 inches.
Thanks, guys. We just got finished listening to number 64, and my 10-year-old just got off the computer and asked me what a dildo is. What am I supposed to say to that?
We say it's okay.
If no one's ever listened to the show before, they're going to turn it on 5 minutes into it, they'll be like, ew, and they're just going to hang up right after. 527 for love!
I think one would stop me, to be honest. I'm kind of a puss that way.
Oh, they're going to rebuild Scott, make him stronger, faster, smarter.
Enough about forums. Screw them. They're gay.
You just really want to get that in, don't you?
Okay, it goes on for like about four minutes, awesome, but it's great, dude.
Every time he does it, Mark, punch him in the back of the head.
Hey, this has been Extra Life Radio. This has been Scott Johnson. That has been our panel show for our Tuesday night show, and we've been random as crap. I apologize in advance.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
So this is Sebastian from the Netherlands. I'm doing my fan review of future sport. Well, we all know the story. It's the sport of the future and all that. So what's the basic deal? You have Tremaine, which is of course Dean Cain, the future sport superstar. You have his ex-girlfriend, and you have Fix, who's the inventor of future sport. And there's the Hilo, which is basically a terrorist cell that's trying to liberate Hawaii. They go back and forth a bit and end up betting Hawaii on a game of future sport. Since the sport is invented by Fix to resolve territorial disputes in a down zone without murder or death or anything, so this is a peaceful solution to their problem. It really feels like your basic action movie. There's little to no real plot to speak of, and if there's a turnabout coming, you can see the mile away flashing its headlights. So what you get in the end is your basic popcorn movie. It's entertaining enough to finish watching it, but when it's done, well, it didn't really take you anywhere. Didn't tell you a real story, it just kept you busy for, say, 90 minutes. And I know O's already searching for my address to have me murdered by the N.O.W., but that's okay, I'll survive. There are a couple of things worth mentioning, though. I found myself on a kind of a deja vu streak, with Rollerball. Not only the 1975 one, but also the one made in 2002, which basically were better, in my opinion. The biggest problem, really, with future sport is not Wesley Snipes' horrible Jamaican accent. The biggest problem is the fact that Kane is being outplayed by Wesley Snipes. At the end of the movie, Snipes' character is the one who will win you over. Not because he has a huge emotional breakthrough or anything, but because he's damn cool. So there you have it, my review of Future Sport. And Well, now I gotta run, since I have to fortify my house for a Colombian invasion. Cheers. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.